Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Good morning to others and good evening. Welcome to a live presentation of Conversation with Karen. This is Dr. Karen L. Donald, and I'm so happy to have you here today. The date is Wednesday, and I just said we are at the 10th of the month of August, and if you're listening to us live, we are here. You can call us and listen by way of phone or by way of internet. And our number here is 424-220-1807. I want to say very quickly to make sure that you are following me at Dr.Karen on Facebook, Karen L. Donald on Twitter and Instagram. A lot of good information on there and a lot of things that are coming up or show. I'm not going to hold much longer. We're talking about being empowered to inspire others, knowing the power of self, knowing the understanding of who you are. And, you know, as a life coach and especially working in the areas of transformation, I often tell people that we don't realize that once we are restored and transformed to our self that we were called and purposed to be, a lot of times what seems to be the focus are the things that we hated the most. I remember when I was going to school, my ministerial school, and one thing that our apostle taught us is, and he said, and I'll never forget, that the main thing that you hate that happened in your life, the main thing that makes you angry and what you want to see others better by will be the thing that God caused. So it's like all of our education, our experience, and everything leads us back to it, and we do have a purpose. And so sometimes when we're feeling just really irritated about things, when we feel frustrated, we feel as if things aren't moving forward the way we need them to, because there's something else in there that we'll grab. And, you know, not only did you survive for you, not only did you come off of drugs for you, not only did you trauma, not only did you survive and understand separation and death, not only did you understand the fact that you may have been molested when you were a child, or different things happened to us in our life, it's for more than us to hold on to, but it's actually for others. And a lot of people don't have the opportunity to share, and they don't know how. But part of being able to break a cycle, a lot of being able to break what we call curses and a lot of different things are based upon our voice and our opportunity to help others. And it can be just as simple as talking to your coworker next to you who is continually saying that she's having problems with her children at home. I'm getting frustrated. I don't know what to do. You remember how that felt, And a lot of people don't talk to other people and say, listen, you need to come together and let's talk about this. That very person that's sitting next to you is crying out for someone just to say, it's going to be okay. This is what happened to me. And you may be saving a life of someone that you speak to. I tell people sometimes your story is just as simple as sharing it in the grocery store line with someone, because when the opportunity comes your way, that's your opportunity to open. So anyway, today I have an awesome woman. She's an awesome woman of God. I love her so much. She's a friend and sister. And she's going to come on today and talk to us about and discuss with me. And I cannot wait to bring her on. And we're going to do that right after this. You're tuned in to Conversation with Karen on Blog Talk Radio. Just so you know, this show will be on demand about 5 minutes after we go out to air if you'd like to listen to it again. And if you wanted information on sponsorship packages, I've been getting a lot of requests. You can email me at Coach Karen D. That's Coach Karen D as in dog at gmail.com. Coach Karen D as in Donald at gmail.com if you'd like to have a sponsorship package. We'll be back right after this.
This segment is brought to you by Shulamite Women Magazine, an online magazine for today's Christian women. Get real talk on the real issues at ShulamiteWomen.com.
And again, we're back. This is Dr. Donald, and you're listening to Conversation with Karen, and we are live. It's a beautiful day in the metropolitan Detroit area. It is August 10th, 2016, and it's a little bit after 12 noon. I am going to bring in a friend and a sister, as I said. This lady has truly impacted so many of our lives, and she's always been a wonderful, wonderful person to me. I've loved having her as being a part of my life. And so without further hesitation, I want to bring to the platform Dr. Missy Johnson. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and thank you so much, Dr. Karen, for having me this afternoon in Detroit in this 90-degree weather. But you know what? I do not despise it because I just thank God for another day.
Amen. We're going to say amen to that. Listen, I called somebody today, and they were talking about how hot it was today, and I hadn't been outside yet. And when I went outside, it was like my breath. I was like, whoa, it is hot. So I changed all my outside plans. I just want to thank you for coming on and taking time. And, you know, I want you to share a little bit. You know, you heard what I was saying, how people, we talked about this before, and you have truly come to a breakthrough that I want people to hear about and be empowered. So many of us, Dr. Missy, do not share with others the realness of what is going on with us and what has happened in our life. And it's almost like we will come and find ourselves at a standstill when we come to the crossroads of our purpose. You're either going to do this, and you said you want your destiny, said you told God yes, or you're going to continue and hold it and not be able to help and empower others. So you are a powerful businesswoman. This lady I have on the phone with me is a world-renowned coach, life coach, transformation. She's worked with some of the major people. She's a partner to John Maxwell, which everyone sees and hears about on the internet and on Twitter. And I've known her just to be just someone that I've admired for years in the areas of business. So let's talk about that, Dr. Missy, and then you just go on into your story and talk about where you are now.
Thank you again. Well, I'm not going to be before you long, but I just want to say to your listeners today, I want to give them three words. One is unlock, unlock. The second word is unleashed, and the third word is unscripted. Unlock, unleash, and unscripted. That's where I am at today. 10 years to get unlocked, unleashed, and unscripted. And you may say, well, what does that mean and what does it look like? Well, what it means for me is the very topic that you are talking about. There are so many people living in silence. There is so much pain going on in people's personal lives. There are so many smiles that we see on the outside, but on the inside, they have self-destructed or they are self-destructing because of the things that's in their life. And the times that we are living in, it's not one thing that's holding us back from living in our purpose. It's not two things holding us back from living in our purpose, but it's a multiplicity of things in our life that cause us from not living in our purpose. So therefore, they are locked up in their own self. So that's why I say it's time to unlock. It's time to unlock.
Wow.
The next word that
That's
I gave you
word.
Is unleash.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Unlock. I want you to unlock it. And before I go to that next word, you have the key to unlock. Don't nobody have it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You have your own key. You know how you go to your door, your side door, your front door, and you get in or you get in your car? Or sometimes you have these cars now that you just punch in a digit. And if they don't have the right digit, you're not going to get in. Or if you don't have the right key to your house, you're not going to get in. You have
right.
your own key, but you got to go deep on the inside to get unlocked. So I want your listeners today, number one, Dr. Karen, is to decide if you want to get unlocked.
Mm. Wow. Okay. All right. I'm writing it down.
Yes.
I'm writing it down. So what's your next word?
My next word is unleash. Unleash is so powerful because there is something that's on the inside of you. There's something that you want to do that you haven't done. You may have worked a job, retired. You may be working a job and want to start your own business. You may have helped a lot of people, but you really haven't put time into yourself because you helped so many people. There is something on the inside that needs to be unleashed. I was raised up in the church, and I don't know Bible and scripture where this is found, but I know that it said that there is a voice calling you from the wilderness. And what will you do? There is a voice that I'm telling your listeners today that's calling you from the inside out. So Dr. Karen, if I call, if I see you cross the street, and I say, hey, Dr. Karen, that ain't the voice I'm talking about. It's the voice that when you go home at night and you sit down to yourself, by yourself, and you say, there's something I want to do. It's something that something that you want to do when you have a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, a doctor's degree, a John Maxwell partnership. There's something that's calling you to be unleashed, but you just haven't answered the call. And a lot of times we haven't answered calls because we don't know how to start from where we're at, and we think we have to forget about everything that we've done. No, that's not true. What I'm saying, that your skill set puts you in the mindset to reset your life. I'm going to say it again.
Your skill set puts you in the mindset.
The mindset to reset your life.
Wow.
And when you,
you
answer
know,
that
is...
call.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying.
When you answer that call.
I want you to finish.
Yeah,
I want you to finish. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Skill set, that was me. I got all these skills, all these degrees, all these people, all the 100 ways, the 30 ways, the 10 days, the mastermind, everything. Skill set. But my mind wasn't right. I had to get myself in position to get my mindset right. So now I have had my skill set to align with my mindset, and now it's put me in position to reset my life so that I can live in purpose. And guess what, listeners? Now you are unleashed to go live in your authentic purpose. Come on now, Dr. Karen, what you got to say about that?
That's full of power. I'm sitting here, and I just want to tell people, just welcome the conversation with Karen. This is the reason why we're being talked about all over the world. I have people, Dr. Missy, listening to us right now from Africa, Ohio, Detroit, all over the country. We can see them on the line, and what you're saying is so powerful. And the thing is, like you said, people go through so much. We have experience. We're going through the professional. We're going to school. You know, I'm in school now, updating one of my licenses, and we do this and we do that, and then we still go home unhappy. We still go home frustrated. Even as the major operation manager of a major corporation, because there's still something on the inside that we were born to do, that we were predestined to do, and we don't know how to move forward. And also, Dr. Missy, those people who is something that I went through, almost waiting for permission to live your purpose. Mm-hmm. You know, you have all this under your belt. The main thing I have under my belt with all the degrees I work on, with everything I go on, is listen, I was a drug addict from being a little girl.
Yes.
I was an alcoholic. Yes. By the time I was 13, I could have been dead. I see people that I hung out with that they are either just walking zombies or if they're alive. And so the degrees and the things I have really is just only helping me to understand how to move forward. But the bottom line is, how I say it is this: you can also be free. You can also be free. And that's that, like you said, that voice in the wilderness. Okay, I want you to be able to go on to the next one. This is so powerful.
Yes, I tell you, I just want to salute you first because, people don't understand it. People see your glory, but they don't know your story.
Mm-hmm.
People see my glory, but they don't know my story. They see other people's glory, but they don't know their story.
Mm-hmm.
My story to unlocking, my story to unleashing, it's been going on for a long, long time, but it started really unraveling about 6 years ago. And I'm going to say this before I get to my script. About 6 years ago, I'm living my life like it's gold. And like I say, Jill Scott, everybody ain't been safe all your life. If you know the song, Jill Scott, living your life like it's golden. That's what I was doing. I'm just keeping it real. And then everything collapsed. In the past 6 years, I have survived three deaths, three near-death experiences, back to back to back. And I'm going to keep it moving because I know the show is really, really, going to be up in a minute, but I just want to give you a snippet.
Mm-hmm.
My first near-death experience was a 60 miles an hour head-on collision on a Detroit highway, freak accident. That caused me to be out of work for 2 years. That caused me to have neurological damage. That caused me to have a closed head injury. That caused me to forget my name for 3 months. And if you will call my name, Dr. Missy, or if you just say Missy to your listeners, I understood the question, but I just could not put it together on what I was supposed to do. I didn't know what to respond to or how to respond. So that was the first one. 60 miles an hour. The second one was a couple years later, I'm, getting back to work, not even a work of a full year, and I fall 12 feet. The roof in my house collapsed. We have an attic, so I went to go get the Christmas decoration, and the roof collapsed on me, and it left me in a wheelchair for 9 months, and I was cast from my shoulder to my ankle. Couldn't move nothing. I had to wear the adult depends. I had to have people to come take care of me. I could not even feed myself because I had no use activity from my limbs on the right side. But all I can say is, but God. And then the third time, it was just about 14 months ago. It was right before Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving was like the best holiday for me because my daddy will always cook. But on that November 7th, I went into the hospital for an outpatient surgery for one day, but I came out 60 days later because when I had my surgery, my body ended up going into a toxic shock, and I went into a medicated coma for 47 days, but God brought me out. 47 days I was in a medicated coma and ICU for 31. So what I'm telling your listeners as I go to the next word, it caused me to write a book called No Longer Silent. I'm unscripted. I am unscripted. Lord, my arms are too short to box with you. What did you want me to do? And he told me to no longer be silent, that I have provided you a way out of no way. When the doctor said no, I said yes. So it's time for you to no longer be silent. So he told me that it's time to unscript my voice, to unscript my message to the world, and to let women know that whatever they're going through in their deep, dark darkness of their life where nobody sees, that it's time for them to no longer be silent. It's time for them to unscript their message, unscript their voice, so they can tell their story because they came all the way through it. You're just an example for other people to bring them out. Because Dr. Karen, God has provided a tribe for you. God has provided a tribe for me. But to your listeners, God has provided a tribe for them, and it's time for them to unscript their voice so they can tell their powerful story so that the world can be set free and no validation and no permission is required. Back to you, Dr. Karen.
Wow. And no validation and no permission required because, a lot of times, Dr. Missy, your story, and if anyone would know her, people that are listening that know her, know prior to this, the success, this woman that she is, And the thing is that a lot of times when you go through these things, Dr. Missy, it's almost like all that's gone, including the people who wanted to hang on to your coattail through your success, through your happiness, through your joy. And when they start falling off, you're thinking, like, I'm all alone. I thought I had all these people. And then you begin to unlock that story, and you begin to be revealed through your prayer, through your time, your social time, everything. There are millions of people, though, that need to hear your story. It could be one person. It could be millions. But like you said, being able to survive and move forward, and we all have heard that before, your hands are too short to box with God. And I love what Dr. Missy said, because a lot of women, we have a hard time unlocking the secrets of our life, and women need to be empowered. You know, empowerment series that I'll be calling you about, Dr. Missy, because I see so many people out here that are offering information for women. And a lot of times when we go to these sessions, we don't talk about the real. We don't talk about, I don't really want to be a mother today, and I need someone to help me understand that I'm okay and how to get past this. I need someone to talk to me about the fact that I don't know how to love anymore because the person I was with prior to this drugged me in the middle of the street hanging out the car, and that's what happened to me. So I can tell people that have survived things that we're going to move forward. Dr. Missy, you are such a wonderful, wonderful example. I'm honored that God has allowed you to be in my life, and I want you to just tell everyone where they can find your book. Talk about your book again that is a bestseller, and how to contact you, the best way to contact you. I love the listeners to be able to email you or, you know, Facebook you, whatever they like to do to tell you how this has blessed them, and also to get a copy of your book.
You can find me, everybody, not everybody, is on Facebook, but I am at Dr. Missy Johnson, Dr. Missy Johnson on Facebook, or it can be Break Free Coach, Dr. Missy. You can also get a copy of my book if you inbox me at Facebook, or you can also email me at askaskdrmissy, askdrmissy@gmail.com. If you wanted to also get it on Amazon, just look up the book, No Longer Silent, Dr. Missy Johnson, No Longer Silent, Dr. Missy Johnson, and that's the way that they can contact me. And I just wanted to tell your listeners today that I want them to unlock themselves, give themselves permission to unlock themselves to their inner soul. I want them to unleash themselves. I want you to take your skill set, your mindset, so you can put yourself in a reset so you can live in your authentic purpose. And I want you to unscript your voice. It's time to tell your story, because the world is not just waiting on me. The world is waiting on you.
Absolutely. And that is the word, because I was going to say, what would you tell the lady that's listening right now who said, I need to go home, I need to get myself refocused, and I need to get started? And you have now told them to unlock. And this is, men are going to listen to this too, so don't feel that you've been discriminated against, because you also need to unlock, unleash, do find that a lot of women do have times, and we're pulling on women today. So, again, I want to thank you so much. I'm going to have that. And we're going to talk again also about doing a live event. Dr. Missy, I would love to do something with you that we can empower women, invite women to come from other cities, and just have a wonderful, wonderful time.
Thank you for having me, and thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You as well. And again, the powerful book that we know that she has is just something you want to be able to look her up. You want to be able to go online and look for her, Dr. Missy Johnson, on Facebook. Such a powerful show. And I want to be able to tell everyone that's listening that the things that she brought up for us, for everyone to understand, you could be doing well in business. You could be doing well financially. You could be doing well socially. You could have 10,000 people following you on Facebook. The bottom line is being able to walk in your purpose. It's very important every day to walk out, get up in the morning, and as you begin to give your thanks to God during your prayer time, during your meditation, begin to speak those things that you know are about you. you. People who listen to me and they're in my coaching, they know that one big way I start off any coaching session is I tell them to get up in the morning, look at themselves every day, and just say, I am beautiful. And as simple as those three words sound, it makes a total impact on how you see yourself. And I have some powerful testimonials and journals that people have written, period, by itself. Also, remember, you don't need permission to walk into your purpose because we are here for a particular reason. There's a destiny that's on our lives. And many of us have gone through so much, but you're listening right now and you're saying, yes, what Dr. Missy said, what you're saying, Dr. Karen, I'm feeling it. I know it. I know there's something else that I have that's going on in my life. Stop bowing and giving in to the opinions of others. Stop bowing and giving in to the opinions of your past. A lot of people, your past is still speaking and it's directing you. So you need to begin to get on the road of recovery. And as Dr. Missy said, push that reset button and have your mind made up that it's time for you to see why you are here. I was telling someone that will identify that circle and take the proper steps to break it off of your life so that our children's children can live in victory. So the three things that Dr. Missy said, unlock, be unleashed, and unscripted. And that unscripted part was very, very powerful because that's the part that we have to go around and we kind of got to pretend that we're different people. I want you to be in contact with me. My Women's Empowerment Group is starting again. All of our live events, Second Chance Living, will be for men and women. It is going to be live and video segments that will begin to speak to your life through our faith-based principles of coaching. Our Women's Empowerment, which is 100% woman in me, will be beginning in the city of Detroit. We'll be moving forward. And we're going to make sure to contact Dr. Missy and a few other powerful people that I am so blessed to be connected to that can help us move this thing forward, share our story in honesty, and have people to understand you too can have what you've looked for. And remember her words, unlocked, unleashed, and unscripted. You need to share this broadcast with your friend, with your coworker. It'll be back up on the internet probably in about 10 minutes or less after we're off. You can listen to it on demand for as long as you would like. Again, I just want to thank so much for being tuned in to Conversation with Karen. And I am Dr. Karen. Be sure to follow me at Karen on Facebook, Karen L. Donald on Twitter and Instagram to receive updates, information, and if you're interested in being a sponsor for our show, email me or email me and tell me how you like the show at CoachKarenZ@gmail.com. I know Dr. Missy has gone on with her day, but God bless you for being a part of what we're doing. Thank you to everyone who has listened. I know that you're on all over the world. Thank you to our family and friends who have supported. And we're going to be on next week, Wednesday the 17th, talking about the ways that you can take vacations and know how to save some money, some cruises and some specials that you'll be able to take part of. So, again, this is Dr. Karen Donald saying God bless you. And remember that every day you live is a second chance at life matter. I love you. Bye-bye.